This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
About 20 lines on the top, quarter of the page down. Elo me'ato l'rabonin, the Gemara says, according to the Rabbonin, yehei eved kosher le'edus, according to the way that Rabbonin want to learn the limudim and the psukim, and eved should be kosher le'edus, dichtiv v'hinei eid sheker he'ed sheker ono be'ochiv, and since he's called an ochiv, it should include the eved. Omar ula edus loy matzis amris atya edus bekalvachomer meisha. You can learn from a kalvachomer from an isha that an eved is possible to edus. How come? Uma isha shehi ruuya lavoy bekahal psula leedus. An isha who can marry into the community, to the God, but even as a chiddush. Ma isha she ruuya lavoy bekahal. It's a strange gemara, isn't it? Isha she ruuya lavoy bekahal. What's that mean? An isha is part of the kahal, isn't she? I mean ruuya lavoy bekahal. She is part of the kahal. That's probably what it means. Ruuya lavoy bekahal. She is part of the kahal. She constitutes part of the kahal. Psula leidus eved she'ena roi lavoy bekahal. And eved who can't come into the kahal, he can't marry in, and a dinshe posel leidus, certainly is posel. Also, gemar ruil mila, tzema be'eved shu ruil mila. Hi, but an isha has a tzad chomer as well. An isha is not ruil mila, and eved better than a woman. And eved is shaykh by mila. It's true that he can't come into the kahal, but he's shaykh by mila. So he's more. There's a more of a close relationship between him and a man who is kosher leidus. Now you see that milo is irrelevant because a cotton, the laws of milo apply to a cotton, and yet he can't give edus. So you can ignore milo as being a factor. It says Tosfos and Shekain Eino b'milo. Ask Tosfos, Apagav de lo sheiche b'milo. What do you mean Eino b'milo? Eino b'milo would mean that mila is shayach in metzius, but there's no halacha of mila. The reason that there's no halacha of mila is because it's not shayach by a woman. Now, how should Tosfos answer? How should Tosfos answer that kasha? One would be forced to say normally that the din. See, people say that it's not that it's any shayach of mila. That even if it was shayach mila by a woman, she wouldn't be metzius. It's not because it's not shayach by metzius. That's how I would have answered simply. Good kasha. So you would have to answer, it's not because it's not shaykh by her. That's not the reason that she's not mitzvah b'mila. She's not mitzvah b'mila because an isha is not mitzvah b'mila. And that's why it's not shaykh, that Ibn Hashem didn't give her such an eved because she doesn't need it. That way around, rather, the ikir is that she's not mitzvah. But Tosfos doesn't answer like that. Tosfos, avagav de lo shaykh b'mila, pirchehi. Tosfos accepts that the reason that she's not chayev b'mila is because she's not shayech b'mila. That's the reason that she's not chayev b'mila. V'yesh mefoshin dein mitzvah lo mulis benon. Some say that what the Gemara means here is not that she's not mitzvah b'mila, but that she doesn't have a mitzvah to mal her son. The lesson, that's not correct. Im kein maika oma koton yuchiach. So what's the raya from koton? You see from koton yuchiach, that we're talking about the person himself or herself. And Tosfos accepts it's stuck and not shaykh. So what kind of a pirchi is it? Ask Tosfos, what kind of a pirchi is it? You want to say, you want to prove from an isha, what is the procedure that Gemara goes through? You want to prove that an eved should be able to give edus. Answer the Gemara, no. Kalvachomer from isha. An isha is ru'uya lovei b'kahal, and she can't give edus. Certainly an eved is not really kal. Certainly, lo kal certainly can't give edus. Ask the Gemara, but an eved is shaykh b'mila and a woman isn't. So Tosfos, that's irrelevant. It's not that the woman isn't shaykh b'mila, it's just that she can't. There's no metzias for her to have mila. The whole thing doesn't apply to her. It's not that there's a tzad in her which is less than the eved. It's not that she's, because there's less kedusha in the woman, she doesn't have that chiyuv. So it's nothing to do with that. It's just that it's not metzias. It's not possible. Nevertheless, that's a good pirch. And Tosfos wants to use the same principle here to say that even though it's not shayach to have by shame a dover shein royla, there is such a thing by shame as a dover shein royla shame, because if it's not royla shame, it isn't shame. Nevertheless, the fact that there isn't that concept, the fact that there isn't a dover shein royla, makes shame more chomer than ash. The fact that there isn't an exclusion. It's true, it's not shy. The definition of shame doesn't allow for an exclusion. Nevertheless, that is a tzad chomer in itself. And I'm wondering whether we don't have to taka be mefarish that. Well, what's the logic? So why is it a good pircha? What does Tosfos says good? Nevertheless, it's a good pircha. What does he mean? Why is it a good pircha? If the reason that a woman isn't chayeres b'mila is because it's not shayach in metzias, then what kind of a pircha is it? Mal eved shekein chayev b'mila, an isho isn't, so an eved is more shayach to eidus? Why? So you must say the fact that in metzias it's not shayach itself is relevant to us. The fact that she is designed in such a way that the din of Mila doesn't apply to her, makes her more distant from the man in terms of his chiyuvim than an Eved, who was created in such a way that Mila does apply to him. Likewise, the fact that Shein is defined in such a way that it doesn't allow for exclusions makes it more chomer than Esh, which is defined in such a way that it does allow for exclusion. That's, I think, what it is saying. The fact of its definition makes a difference in status, not just a difference in description, but the one is actually more chomer than the other. Eric, why are you looking in this way? Shein, it comes out more chomer from Isha, it's opposite from Isha. Shein, it comes out as a chumrah. Shein is designed in such a way that it's more chomer than Esh. Isha is designed in such a way that she's more cooler than other. Yes, the person is saying, in other words, the fact that it's not shaykh doesn't matter because the fact that it's defined, in other words, if we didn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam Chas V'Shalom and we believed them only in Darwin, then it's got no shaykh stuff. Why? The fact that she hasn't got milas because she doesn't have such an eidah. What's it got to do with halacha? It's absolutely irrelevant to the halacha. But since we believe it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who designed her, why did he design her in a way where Mila doesn't apply? Because it doesn't apply. Likewise here, since we're the ones, Chazal have defined what Eish is and what Shein is, and since they have defined Shein in such a way, the Torah has defined Shein in such a way that it excludes nothing, that is a Tzad Chomer in Shein. Its definition is the Tzad Chomer. That, I think, is the Chiddush of Tosfos.
Because he seems to say that if it was the case that you could have a then you would learn it, you could learn it directly from that. Which we thought seems to imply, I'm not sure now if he's saying that it still would be a chumrah. It seems to imply that the brain is not even a chumrah.
The first way Rashi Tosfos learns before he comes onto Rashi.
No.
Do you mean in the Benira?
First he says not Shaya, and then he says even if there was.
So this is Benira, the Shein Nami Asi Befalge the Dina or Mi Eish Lechude. So Tosfos himself, Bishla Atzmoy, wants to go, Taka, that this isn't a Chomer in Shein. Why? Which answer doesn't answer? The Yesh Loma.
No.
Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer is Eina Chinami. You can learn Shein only from Eish alone, or from a Palga de Dina. But that doesn't help Rashi. That the definition itself makes it more common. Dr. Schneller, do you go along with this? This is your kind of field, the semantics here. Do you go along with it?
It's a question. What is the meaning and what's the word? What is your intention? So you said the intention for the book was immediately to say shame is another kind of the, you know, the anatomical shame.
Right.
Anatomical shame.
Right.
And therefore, it's lesser. My meaning of shame is half the shame.
It's defined in such a way to include everything, right? Right. It works in very nicely with that whole conceptualization thing that we discussed with the briskers and all that. The definition of what shame is, as Dr. Schneider said, shame's got nothing to do with the animal's teeth. It's got nothing to do with the animal can use his shame to grind up a piece of furniture. And it's not shame, it's keren. When we talk in Aloha about shame, it's defined to include, it's defined in such a way that there are no exclusions. We've created it in such a way that the moment it's an exclusion, it's not shame.
So
it's not called shame. It's not called shame. So this halachic concept of shame cannot, by its definition, have exclusions. That's a very beautiful mathematical concept. It's been mathematically created, so to say, in such a way, by definition, that it cannot have exclusions. And that is its chomer. That's how Tosis will learn according to Rashi. Ach ma'ase pirish bo yochiach she'ein mu'ad l'dovah she'ein ro'yuloy. You go in Odom, Koshe. But this that Rashi says that Boer can be Mechiach because Boer is Ein Mu'ad Adov Shein Royalo, and yet it's Chayev. And the example of other Rashi gives is Odom, Kelim, Koshe, Chado, Veloy Potter, Odom, Elomi, Miso, Veloy, Minezikim. Odom is only Potter and a Boer from Miso, not from Nezikim. So what? But even on Odom, what's Tosfos' kasha? So Odom for Misa is an exclusion. That's what's in the royal law. What is bothering Tosfos? What's so terrible? The in the royal law, but Odom dying is in the royal law. In other words, it's not an object which is not royal law. It's a halacha which is not royal law. A situation. And just because Odom is potter, is it ain't a roi v'aloi ba'ish, nami potter tomun. Ba'ish tomun is potter as well. So I stumbled on that in the Rashi. Did you notice when we were learning the Rashi? What did I say? How did I get around it?
The object itself.
The object. It's not, tomun is, it makes a difference what the object is. It's a question of where it is. So the halachas are so designed as to exclude any object which is in a situation of tomun. But there's not a particular object which is excluded. Whereas in the case of Boer, Kalim are excluded completely. Odom, Lemisa are excluded completely. Odom, Lemisa is totally out.
Why does it just ask for Kalim? So maybe Odom doesn't work, Kalim will work.
His Kalim has got no cash on, he's asking on Odom.
He was asking, what's the cash on Bird? He's asking cash on Bird.
He's asking a cash on Rashi. On Ma'ashe, Pirish, Rashi, Odom. Why did Rashi put in the word Odom? And Rashi chooses Dafka Odom. Dafka doesn't bring Kalim. Later on, he Dafka brings Odom. Yes, it is Dafka. Even if he would have said Odom the Kalim, it would have been bad enough. But to say Odom, Rashi says, where is it? Where is it in the Rashi? Rashi emphasizes Odom. And if he doesn't mean Kalim, why bring the second part? So he seems to mean both of them, but emphasizing Odom. Yes. He certainly holds that they're both on the other end of our royalty. Void, and thirdly, the lekamon gabi chomer b'shoyer mi b'boyer. When we're discussing the chumras of shoyer over boyer, ein moitzel Rabbi Yehuda de mechayev al nizke kelim b'boyer, ein roy b'boyer. the Gemara can't find for Rabbi Yehuda a chiyuv on this kekelim bevoir. V'habishkachas le'odom. And Odom would be an example of an array. What's Tosfos asking here? Rabbi Yehuda says a boy is chayev on this kekelim. He doesn't give him that tool. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara assumes that there is no case of Ein Roy. Asks Tosfos, according to Rashi, Odom is such a case of Ein Roy. So what's the Gemara's problem? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Kelim are chayev in Bo, but Odom is potter. Elo niro nired Odom nami choshuv roy leboy. So Tosfos is chaylik with Rashi and holds that Odom is also considered roy leboy. The roy lemus. The havlo, because he can die as a result of the hevel of the bor. Aval kelim choshev le kamen ein roy deloy mazke luhu havlo. We discuss further on the whole question of what is it that is mazik in the bor? Is it the fall, or is it the hevel? Difficult to understand what the Gemara means. The lack of the diminishment of oxygen in the tenth fochim bor. Why that should be such a problem? It's difficult to know what the hevel is, but there is such a concept which we're going to have to deal with and try and define in some way or other. And if it's the hevel, it says Tosfos, hevel doesn't the hevel can kill a man, but it can't break kelim.
Even the
even that
Roy doesn't apply to kelim in
Zikimah. No, that's what Tosfos is learning, right? Not the question of what's potter. Tom and Baish is also potter. That doesn't mean Ein Roy. Ein Roy means something which cannot be destroyed by that type of mazik. And bur can't destroy kelim, because what is it in the bur that causes the destruction? It's the hevel.
A pit,
the bur means a pit with water in Dafke. We have problems also. Then I told you the bur is a stana michshol, avnu sakinu maso. How does that work with Hevel? I think the Gemara itself asks that, doesn't it? That's not Hevel. A person trips over a package in the Shus of Rabbim, that's Boil. What kills him or what damages him? Not a shortage of oxygen. But if it's the Hevel, is the Mazik, it's not even a Toldo. It has no resemblance at all. If it's the Hevel, it is Mazik, not the Chabota.
No, that's in serious. It's about the concept. The concept is something which is.
Which damages, and you're saying it doesn't matter how it damages. In this case, the hevel, in the other case, something else. But then kelim is shy. Then it's tried to break kelim also. Avnu sakim and masol can break kelim. Very difficult what Tosfos is trying to do. We have to analyze. Tosfos is mechadish a whole new thing. That this question of
Roy. Avnu sakim and masol isn't actually a tool, it's something which is not really a tool, according to Rabbi Shmuel.
Where it's included by the Tarasholeh,
yeah.
Because alone from Bor alone we wouldn't be able to learn it. Okay. That we're going to have to analyze on Sunday, Mir Tzashim, what the consequences of this Chiddush of Tosfos are. So we'll finish the Tosfos inside and we'll analyze the Tosfos. That I'm sure is about all we'll do on Sunday.